Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Arla. Mishnah Dalid continues with a case that is similar to the previous cases, with one very significant difference. Ilan Shenekar, a tree that was uprooted, v'nishtayer bo shoresh. However, in this case, one of the roots is still firmly in the ground. It was not completely dislodged from the ground. So in that case, potter. Then it is not considered uprooted. The fact that the survival of the tree is no longer certain because the majority of its roots and its root ball were dislodged is important, but not halachically significant. Because since it has a root still firmly lodged in the ground, the plant is considered still rooted in the ground, and the original planting has not been nullified. How big does this root have to be? I mean, are we talking about like microscopic roots? Or are we talking about a root like, 5 inches around? What kind of roots are we talking about here in order for it to be considered still planted? Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar Tosa. Rabbi Gamliel says, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, the son of Yehuda, from the city of bar Tosa, Kimachat shel mitun, which many of the Rishonim read as mituach. It is the needle that they would use in a loom. A weaver would use in the loom to stretch out the weave, to kind of even out and stretch out the weave to pull it. So this was in the time of the Mishnah, this was clearly a standardized size, so everybody would know that a machat shel mitun, oh, that kind of needle, everybody knows. We all have one of those, don't we? So everybody would know what it is. We don't exactly know what it is, but we're not talking about something that's very big here. It's after all, it's called a needle. So maybe we're talking about something that's, I don't know, half a centimeter in diameter? Certainly not bigger than that, and probably less. So we're talking about something really very small, and potentially even a very, very large tree. So we're really talking about a root that is not necessarily enough to sustain the tree, but nevertheless, since it is still rooted in the ground, it is considered still connected, and it is not a new planting, and Orla does not restart.